No, for real. Like, Jamaican and Ghanaian?
Yeah.
she's supposed to be swinging.
Hey, welcome. Red button. Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, where I'm sitting with
my man. Oh, no, I'm not my man. It's my bad.
I'm introducing today. We're switching up the
dynamic. Yeah, you threw me off. My bad. Trent L. Dixon.
Yeah.
The one and only on the switchboard. Also, yes. Dynamic Lover. Also, Black Ronin.
Okay.
Black Ronin 27, if y'all want to get at me on PSN. But you know.
What? The shout out to PSN.
You said if y'all want some Street Fighter smoke.
I actually play Tekken.
Oh, you play Tekken. So. How do you like the new one?
I love it.
You love the new one?
Yes.
And I'm also greeted with
Andre Sobers. I'm a college student. I'm in debt. If anyone wants to cash at me, Venmo me, you know, feel free, you know.
Send all donations.
Donations, take a donation. And then I got myself, we got Christian in the building, Christian Felix, also known as Eclectic Sage. And I just felt like hosting the Lucy for a second. I never introduced. So I just was like, I want to do it. mess up the rotation for a little bit.
Nah, you good. You good.
Trent is so thrown off.
My attention was pulled in so many ways. We were talking about Dominicans and
Dominican Colombians, Jamaican Ghanaians. Like, imagine it was a shorty who said she was, I don't know, Nigerian, but she's from Texas. She gotta have it, right? She got it.
You said gotta have
it. You would automatically assume it's a lot of bumper. Automatically.
I'm crying. Yeah, that southern food is a mother.
Yeah.
Have you even seen a skinny woman from Texas?
Yes. But there's not very many of them.
Yeah,
they out there though.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Got my horse saddled up and everything.
How do you feel about like being outside of Texas? Because especially I can't imagine myself outside of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's such a foreign concept. So like, you know, you came out of Texas. So like, how is that for you? Kind of like navigating.
It's interesting. It's not completely foreign. I think I mentioned this before on the podcast, but as a youngin', I moved around a lot.
Yeah.
So it was always a constant starting over, being a fish out of water. So it's kind of familiar in a sense. So, I mean, it's not really too crazy. It's just interesting now because when I speak to people and then when certain things come out, it's like, oh, you have an accent. I hear it. You know, and then,
you know, accent.
When we get into it, you're here, come out. Or, you know, the misconceptions people have about Texas itself, you know, like, oh, did you grow up on a farm? Did you ride a horse? Do you own a pair of cowboy boots? Do you own a cowboy hat? You know,
I mean,
just different things like that. It's funny.
Do you have a revolver?
Exactly. People assume everybody in Texas has guns. Only about 98% of us have guns.
Only.
Only 98%.
Nah, it's crazy. Road rage is crazy out there. It's crazy. But
I could.
It's not as bad as you think. But I'm from Austin, and Austin's more central, so it's not as crazy as the rest of Texas.
Yeah.
It's a little more liberal, or fake liberal, as I like to call it.
But, yeah, like,
you know, it's still got this craziness though.
What would be like the roadmap for people that like don't live in Texas?
The places to visit are Dallas, Houston, Austin, maybe a day drive to San Antonio, but other than that, I don't think there's anything else.
There's nothing else.
Is El Paso in Texas?
El Paso, Texas.
You ever been there?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I have.
How do you rate it?
I don't remember it. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. There's some like random spot. Like I remember I was watching this listening to like this New York Times like podcast, The Daily, and everything, and they were talking about like Odessa, Texas, and it was just like the town was so like, it was so like quartered into like its own space, like they had like the traditions and whatever, but like nobody really imagined ever like leaving that town ever. Like I can't envision like living in such a small town and then like just being that town for your whole life? I don't know.
I don't know. I guess it might be kind of the same with New York, but although New York is way more versatile than Odessa, you know, you just feel you've probably been here so long, you feel like everything you need is here. And if you need anything else, you'll just visit. I think that's the same thing. Like one of the nicknames for Austin is Velvet Coffin. It's like so comfortable there. You know, people just kind of sit there and die. Wow, that sounds more. You know, people stay there their whole lives. I'll put
that's
it like
insane.
That.
But, that's insane. Yeah. What about you? How do you feel about, like, because I said it before the pod.
Staying,
like,
in New York for the rest of my life, maybe?
Yeah. Like, I can see myself living in the tri-state area.
So I'm going to say this, is that I'm Jamaican and Trinidadian, and I spent, like, 3 months in Trinidad last year. So I'm not going to lie. Once I get my degree, if I got, like, a work-from-home job and I could, like, live in Trinidad for maybe, like, a year or something, that would be so amazing for me.
Yeah.
Or even in Jamaica. My mom be telling me, yeah, you can come stay here for a while. I'd go either. There's a lot of places. I definitely want to, like, bro, if I got my degree, I'd definitely go move to Texas. See how many baddies are over there? Baddies and baddies, barbecue and breakfast tacos. Are you crazy right now?
Too many bees.
Doesn't that sound like a good lineup? Baddies, no. Breakfast tacos and barbecue.
The all star.
Like, where do I not have happiness in Texas? Right.
Probably East Texas.
So yeah, East Texas. Yeah, no.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of. I feel like if you live in New York City, you experience the whole world, right? But then
you get bored.
Not entirely. Like, you're experiencing facets. But also, if you love New York City so much, you know, why not go see the rest of the world? Because you can always come back. You can always come back to New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. Where do y'all want to visit, though? Like, is there a particular place in the world that you want to go?
I got a mad place.
Throw something out there. Let me hear what you got.
All right. So definitely got to go to...
Throw up, like, the top three with, like, the reason behind it.
Top three places I need to go. Definitely need to go to Ghana.
Why Ghana?
That's an interesting place.
Because a lot of black people who were in the African diaspora came from the Western coast.
Oh,
so there's a large Ghanaian population that came to Jamaica and the rest of the Caribbean and even South America. We just have roots over there. And the girls be having big butts. that might be the motivating factor. But I want to give y'all some historical context so I don't just seem like a hornball. Okay. That's definitely number. That's probably one. I need to go to see Tokyo.
Hey, yeah.
I love anime. I like sushi. I like ramen. So I think I would have a good time over there. Try to be respectful. They got the Mario Karts in the street. Come on.
That's on the list.
Right? Let me give you a third one. I'm going to say Brazil, because I definitely want to go to see Brazil Carnival. And I just want to go to the beach over there. And I'll be seeing some beautiful Brazilian women. And Brazil has a lot of black people there, but also, like, Hispanic people. So I think that's pretty close to Guyana, too. So I could, you know, take a little day trip, get me some roti or something. Pretty
nice,
cool.
Nice.
Where do y'all want to go?
For me, Japan, definitely. But not exclusive to Tokyo. I definitely want to go to the countryside more so than the cities, because I've been in cities all my life. But, like, I always loved, like, the Japanese countryside, and I always wanted to, like, you know, talk to, like,
he wants to make some lo-fi in the Japanese countryside. And he wants to sample some grass blowing in a field.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, have you seen the pictures of, like, the big fields and the rice fields? Like, it's so crazy. I know the summers are super hot, so, like, I know I'm not gonna enjoy it like that.
Christian Dunner.
But I'll love it. I'll love it. And then, of course, I have to go to this, like, to Tokyo for, like, at least a little bit, but I always loved Japanese history because, for me, it was always so interesting. One, because of, like, Eastern philosophy and how it differs from, like, mainland China. But then also the other thing in which they're kind of, like, changed from, like, being an imperialist nation to being isolationist to being imperialist to then being, like, capitalist so quick. And that kind of, like, history for me has always been interesting, and being, like, the only country that suffered, like, the experience of, like, a nuclear bomb too. like, I really love, like, learning about the history and how people feel. Like, I was listening to how they were kind of reacting to Oppenheimer and how they were talking about that. Mm-hmm. And I think that is really interesting because I always like sociology and everything. So I kind of want to go over there and just be like a little anthropologist for their culture and also just enjoy it. But yeah, Japan definitely. I would definitely say I just want a road trip across the whole U.S. I feel like I feel like that's just one destination because it's still near me. But there's so many different types of people. And, like, my mom lives in Florida. So, like, over there is so different from here. And the people are generally just, like, really nice. But just, they're just kind of just vibing out, living their own lives. And so, like, kind of going on a road trip, going on, like, a music tour, that would be, like, the ideal for me. Like, just touring, being around.
Yeah, you know, playing music across the country and seeing the country for the first time. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, like, that's like, the goal. That sounds fun. And then I do want to go.
You, do that. You better invite me when you do that. What the heck?
What?
Better not leave me behind in New York. What the heck?
And I want to go. Kind of want to do something similar in Africa. I don't have a specific place. I was thinking maybe like South Africa, just to like
Egypt.
I don't know if I would. I don't know. I'm trying to debate because I would want to go to like these places and like. Like, it depends on what biome I want to be in. Do I want to be in a jungle? Do I want to be in a jungle or do I want to be in the desert? Because, like, desert culture is, like, really cool to, like, learn about and, like, see the architecture that they did. But then it's just, like, more so kind of wanting to see, like, the history of things. So, like, mm-hmm. apartheid government in, like, South Africa. And, like,
you know what's really beautiful in Africa?
Where?
Zanzibar, Tanzania, and Madagascar.
Tanzania, I would definitely go because I have my friend Erika. She's from there. She's really cool. Well, her family's from there. So, like,
those three places, so beautiful. I've seen somebody take pictures, bro. Doesn't even look like this planet.
Yeah, it doesn't even, like, look real. Like, I want to go to places that, like, look so surreal so that it just kind of, like, sparks a type of thing.
Nice. I, of course, Japan. You took one. That's on everybody's
list. Yeah, I think that's on everyone's list. And I think that's a credit to Japan kind of bouncing back from, like, all the stuff that they went through.
Absolutely. Definitely for the countryside. The history. I've always been interested in Japanese culture since I was little. Mm-hmm. And I've also seen, you know, and some of this is due to the bombing, but they've got a lot of really, really cool... deserted places, like places that aren't populated by people that I want to explore, you know, just to see how nature has taken over. Yeah. Very much a I'm not supposed to be here moment. And also on my list are Greenland. Once again, I'm gonna say this. I visited Iceland last year. Best trip ever.
What month did you go?
I went in September.
So, like, how is the sky looking, like, at night? Was it Northern Lights or what?
Actually, I didn't get to see the Northern Lights. Like, I specifically went on a Northern Lights tour, and it's one of those things, like, sometimes you catch it, sometimes you don't.
It's so rare.
We were sitting there waiting in the cold, and, yo, they were like, well, if you didn't get this time, you get a freebie for tomorrow, and I was leaving the next day. So I was like, nah, I'm not getting a refund off this tour. But it's dope, though. I got a really dope night shot. Which I'm going to edit pretty soon. I'm so behind on my photos. So, it's one of those things where you got to, sometimes you'll catch it, sometimes you don't. There are for sure places that I didn't go that are probably, excuse me, probably more likely to see it because I didn't get to hit all the spots.
Yeah.
So Switzerland and Greenland, I think. That ever since, remember I told you I watched that God of War documentary, I've kind of been obsessed with places that feel like they haven't been touched by the hand of man. Like I'm really fascinated with that, and I love being in it. In Iceland definitely solidified that, being surrounded by nothing but green. I'm like, yes, I want to do this all over the world. So those specifically, and they seem like really peaceful places. Like I love being in peaceful communities.
Yeah,
like that's sort of that was probably the freest I felt being out there in Iceland in a long time. You know, being out there by myself. It was a solo trip as well.
Right, a solo trip always have you vibing. Bro.
Yes. Yes. Do what you want when you want.
I recommend everybody take a solo trip in this lifetime.
You have.
Bro, you gotta do. But it's almost like your own little adventure. Like, yeah. You just by yourself. Oh, this is great.
And it's and I also, you know, I didn't put everything on social media. I took sort of a break, and it's you know, I think there's something to be said about having those experiences for yourself and not sharing everything with anyone else. Like there's some really special moments. And then when I do see the stuff that I posted, I get like little glimpse of it, and it instantly makes me happy. But I also want to go to Paris.
Wow.
Yeah, some of my heroes moved there, actually. James Baldwin and Saul Williams. And both for similar reasons. They wanted to see what it's like for a black person outside the U.S. looking in, you know. And
it must be so interesting of an experience, because I can't even imagine. Because my kind of like sense of like... Because black doesn't really exist outside of the U.S. It's like, where are you from?
Or at least not in the same way.
Not in the same manner. Yes. So, like, let's say somebody's, like, from Africa. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm from this city, from this place, like a tribe. And then it's just like, oh, yeah, like, where are you from? Like, where is this thing? Here it's just like, oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm just, like, I'm black. I'm from here. We use like a color to describe our race, but somebody describes, like, a certain identity. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, a little bit of nuance in that. So, like, I can only imagine how that is when you go over to a different place. They're like, I think you kind of adopt the identity of an American, which in itself is a privileged thing, too.
Yeah.
So you can't really shake it off. But also, it's a little, it must be a weird kind of, like, fish out of water experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like taking those, like, solo trips are very spiritual, too.
Very much so.
Bro, I'm definitely considering applying for study abroad and going to Paris. Because I know there's so many, like, African people over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to run into a Ghanaian baddie. And she's going to speak French. And then it's going to be perfect. Imagine you pull up on a Ghanaian baddie and you speak in French to her.
That I love French as a language. Oh, my God.
Now, does she kind of roll off the tongue kind of sexy? I don't know.
It definitely hits. It definitely hits as a language. I love watching those old-timey movies. Like, I watched a lot of, like, Italian cinema on HBO. If you have an HBO subscription, it is the firest thing to watch those old movies. Italian cinema definitely hits. And, yeah, I just like watching those kind of, like, slow-paced films. I think that's, like, my kind of comfort. And, like, I always wanted to go visit those places. I did go to Spain one time. That was such an interesting thing. I would want to go back again to kind of just solo trip it and explore the country. I like the countryside. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you go with your family?
I did. Nice. So it was good to go with family, but I would have preferred to kind of go by myself. But I would want to do that for a place that I'm drawn to more, like a Japan solo trip. That I can see sense. That. But yeah, I just like you were saying, like those kind of like areas where it's untouched by man, but also I like seeing like vineyards or like things where it's like slightly touched and slightly thing, but it's like, wow, look what you made with just such a vast space. I like kind of like big spaces. I'm kind of like coming from the city, so everything's kind of cramped. So
I get you.
Being like in a wide field with like nothing around is like pretty interesting. I don't know. I know we were jamming out before we got.
Yeah, no, I was, and it's funny that you say that, because I was walking around yesterday, and I don't know, I just started to, because I was walking around LIC, and I was really, for some reason, I was really in admiration of, because the sun was shining and it was just, the weather was really nice. I was really in admiration of the spaces between buildings.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where it's you see the sun around it, but there's that darkness. And when you walk into it, it's real cool. Like, I don't know. There's something about that was drawing me in yesterday.
And plus you see it different as a photographer, too. So, like, when you see those kind of, like, empty spaces, it's like, wow, I can, like, take a photo and just, like, compose this in such a way that it will be visually interesting. Yeah. And then like you could take that big space too, and kind of like, even though you're capturing a snippet of it, give the feeling that it gives you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it draws you in like that. But yeah, so what's going on with y'all right now in life? What are you guys dealing with?
I don't know. Do you want to keep this as a Lucy episode, or you want to keep it as a?
Oh no, we can keep it. We can keep this one loose.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll keep it light.
Okay. I didn't want to segue and then be like, oh wait, no.
Nah.
But it's just college stuff. Honestly, just trying to. I had an artificial intelligence test. I'm just trying to get this degree. I want to be out of college so bad. I don't want to be here no more. I'm not gonna lie. I just want to be able to kind of travel, enjoy the space, enjoy life in my early 20s. So I want to enjoy things before I get in my later 20s. I got to start hunkering down, worrying about careers and whatnot.
I mean, do you ever really have to hunker down? do you have to anchor yourself to something?
Not really, but I feel like you're going to get responsibilities with time.
Yeah.
In terms of bills. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. But yeah, I want to have the freedom to explore. I always wanted to be I always wanted to be a documentarian when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I always loved watching those wildlife documentaries, like a National Geographic thing, and then being I always wanted to be a National Geographic photographer and just sit in the bushes for days and then just take a picture.
Oh yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that lately. People getting photos of jaguars really close.
I want to make a movie too, Loki.
Yeah,
I want to make a movie.
Which
I feel.
I don't know. I feel like I would just be. It might just be a long vlog, honestly. A long vlog, just me taking a video of me, whatever I'm doing for the day.
Yeah.
Or for the month, really, for a couple weeks, maybe. Just messing around with friends.
I was going to say, is it regular shit or is there some kind of journey you want to embark on?
Nah, it's just regular stuff.
Slice of life type of thing?
Yeah, I was just trying to make it as funny as possible.
That'll be pretty fun. Yeah. I could see you definitely do that.
Yeah, just having fun, just recording adventures, whatever. And then I could just watch it later on in life and be like, oh yeah, this is hilarious. I remember this day.
Bam.
But what's going on in my life? I definitely am trying to get other jobs because one of my jobs has just not been paying me for the longest.
You said one of, you got multiples?
I have one job where I do stuff with cameras, security cameras and speakers and Wi-Fi and installing TVs and stuff. And then I have another one where I work with food. And that one is
yeah, I feel like food. I was watching The Bear. Nah, The Bear is a fire show. You watched it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that show is. I'm still not almost done. I'm almost done with season two. Don't spoil it yet. Okay. But I know the ending is crazy. But that show is emblematic of food service. It's just so chaotic. I don't know why food is so chaotic and so stressful like that. And then you're not even getting paid.
That's because people will be hungry, bro. People will be hungry.
Yeah.
Hunger is such a primal instinct to feel in your body that once you start feeling enough hunger, bro, you're ready to bug out.
Start acting outside yourself. And whatever's going on with you in other areas is going to come out there.
Yeah. And then you're just you're constantly working in close quarters. You have sharp materials it's hot. The working conditions are never that great in a kitchen.
It's normally really small, so you gotta maneuver around people. If you're carrying trays and shit, you gotta learn balance.
You have to shout out your location, corner, every behind, every 2 seconds. Yes. It gets so tedious.
Yes.
Then, God forbid, somebody leave a chicken wing in your workplace. Yo, bro.
Yeah.
No way you just ate this where I'm about to cut up more food, bro. Yeah. Throw this away. What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I had one job where somebody would just leave food everywhere. And I'm like, what are you doing? You can't do that. They'll just be snacking on the food while they're serving. I'm like, oh, my gosh. you can't do that. But, that doesn't really happen that often. And then... But also that sanitary test thing is such a joke. I'm not gonna lie. They just come in. They come in for 2 seconds, and then they're just like, "All right, well, you don't have But it's necessary because some places can't even pass that. But at the same time, these things are not checking.
Yeah, them shits is all dirty. Nah, that show gives me PTSD for real. I remember I had this one manager who was so full of himself. He thought he was the shit. He would brag about being in this movie. He was like, yeah, I did this. Like, it turns out he was an extra in the movie. Like, he really wasn't that big.
All I saw was the back of his head. Yeah. So back of his head walking down the street somewhere.
But he was always talking himself up big. His name was But and like I know the homie is gonna hear this and he's gonna know exactly who I'm talking about. Lucas worked with him as well, but I remember this one time, like it was a long ass day, and you know you have like the display desserts that aren't really for eating, but you know you use them and you gotta keep them, you know, preserved and make them look good.
Oh my god!
So it was like the longest day, and I get to the back of the house, and the display chocolate cake is missing, and I flip. I was like, did y'all serve this? I'm not a manager, by the way. I'm just a regular motherfucker. But I was like, did y'all serve that? Who took that? And it turns out Willie. Oh, God. Oh, I almost said his name. my manager at the time, he wrapped it up and took it home. I guess he thought it was like a regular piece of cake, and I could not stop laughing. What? That was the funniest shit ever. Yeah, I don't know if he wasn't paying attention, but no. I'm like, yo, I would somebody been got up on sick that night.
Because them display food, oh my gosh, there was one time.
You can't even eat that. Like,
you can't. Because
I feel like after one bite, you would have to just spit it out.
Yeah, like there was one time when I was walking at my nondescript campus. And there was, I walked into like the food place and they had mold on the bread, on the thing, forward facing the customers. And I'm just like, yo, how long has that display food been sitting? Yes, it was here. Yo.
Reason 402, I did not eat.
I do not eat. Reason, yo, I'm not even going to hold you. Like, I'm not even going to say the institution that I attend. But, well, we can say it here. Ready, ready? Yeah. All right. First. Yo, I had Burger King and I had friggin', yo. My friend had Burger King. My son was throwing up, vomiting. I'm just like, come on, man. On the damn space. I'm like, ah, sheesh. And then I had Taco Bell the last time, and then that sent me to the ER. Yo. Like, yo.
Yeah, Taco Bell will tear you up.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is just. But, yeah, food is just not it.
It's not. Supposedly, the meat in Taco Bell isn't real. It's like oatmeal or something. So, if that be true, yes, that be true. Technically, Taco Bell is vegan.
Kind of healthy.
Yeah. Kind of healthy. I mean,
oatmeal with some cheese and some enchilada sauce?
Not a bad bamboozle, I'm not going to say.
Like, they could have done you worse. Yeah, like, they could have chopped up some chicken feet, some lizard fucking tail. Like, right, here you go.
McDonald's got indicted with like the pink slime, and then forever since they've been like, never again.
Taco Bell, yeah, this is just oatmeal that looks like ground beef.
Yeah, that's not.
That's
that
what
bad.
I hear. That's unverified.
It's pretty well seasoned too. I'm not gonna lie. It's
yeah, bro.
I don't know. It's so crazy because Taco Bell be tasting so good.
Yeah, them chalupas be hitting.
It be tasting so good, and then it just be like, it be so bad
it's
when it
going
goes
down.
Out,
it just goes. It gets past here.
It gets past. Yeah. Like past your esophagus, and it's just like,
wrong decision, sir.
Yeah, you gotta clear your schedule out when you're eating Taco Bell. For real. Like that's terrible.
I'll be right back.
All right.
I gotta go get a
bet. we don't want
a harmonica.
Boss, this
is a harmonica. No, is that what you just?
Is that too Sage just right did back? he's exploring his musical talents more.
So tell me, Trent,
what's up?
What's your best dish that you can cook?
I am. It's funny though, because I was thinking about this the other day. Like when I was younger, my stepmom, shouts out to the stepmom, she would like we would do Thanksgiving at my sister's house because we had our family structure is like it's a little different. So I have three older sisters, one older brother. we all have the same dad, but my sisters, they have a different mom. But, you know, we all were kind of raised together.
Sound like my family, Loki.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were all kind of raised
together.
Sound
like you're black to me.
Figgity facts. Shout out to blackness, yo.
Facts.
Shout out to the black fathers. We got two baby mamas here, there. Yeah. You know what? You did your thing. You got to spread the seed, bro. I can't. I wouldn't be here if you didn't make these decisions. So you know what? Thank you for giving me an opportunity.
But no, So we used to do Thanksgiving at my sister's house. That's where I would stay, and then I would stay up all night helping my other mom cook. And yeah, I would be the taste tester. Whatever needed to be done, I would do it. And now sitting here,
a team player,
in my 30s, I really can't cook that much.
What?
But let me tell you something. I went
to
long.
Don't tell the girls
that. But no. I'll try. Basic shit I can cook. That's not like I'm a burn water. But
that's something I would do.
I can't remember. It was for my ex's anniversary or her birthday. We had went to Venice, and we had got this this dish, gnocchi, and that shit was so good. I'd learned how to cook it specifically,
it's pasta,
I can make
right?
it for her. Yeah, yeah, it's pasta, and it was. I watched three different videos with three different recipes, and I kind of combined them, and that shit turned out good.
That's fine.
So that I can cook. But yeah, basically,
I may even want to get a plate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, Trent, next time you make a gnocchi, letting us know.
We should do a cooking show and bring in food and just taste it.
That'll be pretty hard. I'm not gonna lie.
I'll be thinking about doing a food review YouTube, bro. when you think about it, okay, I got hungry, took out the camera, ate, and just told my opinion. That was the whole video. I might get 100,000 views in it. I'm doing that tomorrow.
You gotta add the personality though.
Yeah,
but you got plenty of personality. You good?
Thank you.
You got?
Yeah, you got it.
I got plenty of forehead too.
Yo,
squad.
Yo, shouts out to the people out there with a big forehead. We out here repping.
You ain't do nothing wrong. Don't let them tell you nothing.
Yes. You don't have to cut your hair.
You don't have to do nobody. Nothing. Let that grow.
Yes. Take that hat off. Don't be ashamed.
I have nothing to hide from the world. Except for my shiny scalp. Occasionally.
Yeah, the bald questions would be the funniest.
What are some of the bald questions? I got to gear myself up in case it happens.
People will ask me, do you remember? You think you'll go bald? You think so?
Not unless I choose to. I mean, everybody in my family has hair, but my dad was just like, no. And
you may want a fresh start one day.
Yeah. I don't know. I think having shorter hair is so much easier.
It is.
I had a little more of an afro before. I had a little tapered afro, and I liked how it looked. But just waking up to sort of, okay, let me pick it like this and shake my hair this way with the water, and it's just mad work, and then you got to comb it out once or twice a week so you don't have mad flakes falling off your, yo, bro.
Yeah, and also how do you lay down affects it as
that's
well.
That's true.
Oh, D, exactly, bro. And the thing is, imagine you picked out your hair, and you're at class or something, and you just want to lay down somewhere. Now if I lay on the back of my head, I'm going to have to go pick out my hair again so it look regular. It's mad work.
End up looking sideways, bro.
I'm not going to lie. Wearing your hair loose, natural is so tough because, with locks, I wake up, it's as if I had no hair.
Welcome to the club!
I'm not going to lie. I started off with, most of my life, I had my hair really, really short. So this is the longest I ever grew it out, and I'm freeforming too. So, with two strand twists, usually you have to go back every once in a while to get them retwisted or whatnot. I don't even have to I did I went to a thing recently, and they crochet hooked it. If anybody knows what that is, it's basically you kind of weave the hair strands to make it stronger at the root. So, I did that, for the first time, and I don't have to ever do that ever again. it's, such low maintenance. I get up. The only thing I do is, I moisturize my hair every once in a while. Every day. So I just put, water on it and a little bit of oil. And then I just wash my hair every week, and that's it. And just let it rock. And that's like the equivalent of being bald, honestly, because I'm not gonna lie. But loose natural, when I was trying to first grow it out, and you don't have any, well, first of all, like most of the times, you don't, especially if you're growing it out for the first time, most people don't know how to take care of the hair.
No clue. This is my problem with a lot of like black dads. Like, bro, from age one to age 10, you just beaning me, bro. Every day I'm getting the, every time I go to the bar, bald him up. Bro, they don't even let you like figure out what to do then, bro. They be brushing the hell out your head. Rubbing the coconut oil in mad hard. Then, bro, you turn 12. Yeah, do that for yourself. What? I don't even know. And then you start growing out your hair, and it's a little dry. You don't know what to put in there. You putting Cantu. Not good for your head. Exactly.
Please don't use a Cantu.
Bro, I'm tired, man.
Damn, we lost a sponsor, though.
Damn.
Every time we do an episode, we lose. We lost Burger King. We lost Taco Bell. We lost Cantu.
We lost Ja Rule.
Yeah, we lost Ja Rule.
Oh, shit. What did y'all say about Ja Rule?
I had a dream that I had an altercation with Ja Rule. Please see our... was that the dreams episode or the episode
after?
Yeah, I think
so. That was like episode... That shit was so funny.
That was hilarious.
Beating up Ja Rule.
Yeah.
He acting like 50 Cent.
Ja Rule got whooped with the belt. But yeah, shouts out to Ja Rule. You was on it in the early 2000s. That was one of your eras.
But no,
bald questions. Do you remember what it's like to have hair? Do you have to wash your hair? Do you have to wash your head?
How does it feel? Being bald, though, having no hair and the wind rubbing against your scalp? Different feeling.
It's like you get used to it, but like, say going from like when I cut my afro and went completely bald,
yeah,
like that was a whole like a everything was period. Like yeah, everything
yeah, you feel
was
the
like
world.
Intensified.
It's like I feel like there's two like kind of modes of being, right? One, you've had like
bald and not bald.
No, yeah, like you've had or like you've had longish hair for like most of your life, so like you never like experienced that, like having long hair, like. I don't really feel like the wind. Like if it's cold outside, like the top of my head is good. Like if I wear a hat, it's for stylistic purposes. But like if you bald, like you never you need that hat.
Like I said, from October to March.
Once you hear that first wind, once you feel that, you'd be like, oh, winter's coming. Winter. Feel like the first breeze.
Like you're an X-Men. You know where the weather's gonna change.
Storms
are coming.
Because a hurricane on the horizon. My scalp is telling me.
Yo,
I must warn everyone.
If I see a bald weather flame forecaster, I know he's accurate.
Yo, trust the bald forecasters. Yo,
much hair on her head. She don't know what she's talking about.
Ma'am, step aside. Let him tell me.
Let a ball.
What's
nigga.
Going on?
Let a ball nigga in.
Yo.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
My cranium can sense meteorology.
Yo, why do you think Professor X got his power like that? They couldn't keep him with hair, because if he had hair, it would have been accurate. Like, somebody would have been like, nah, bro.
would you just try to tell me in my mind, bro? Because you got too much hair on your head. It didn't translate properly.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Damn, what were we saying?
Loose natural. If you loose natural, like my recommendation is like find an easy style to like do or have someone do for you. You know, you gotta style your hair in order for it to grow. Don't just try to be like, I'm gonna pick my hair out every day and it's gonna grow, because you're just gonna lose hair.
Yeah, bro. Combing your hair,
you're not even supposed to be brushing your hair that much.
Bro, I don't think black people are even supposed to be picking their hair out.
Nah,
I heard motherfuckers ever be like, "Yeah, we don't do that." What?
You're supposed to like, you know,
comb it or twist. Yeah, I think you're supposed to like twist out the. I don't even know how you're supposed to get rid of knots in black hair.
I mean, the best way to do it, honestly, is just moisturize your hair and run your hands through your hair
and just pull them out.
And just not even pull them out. Like you're just
keep.
You just start. You start from the ends. If you are gonna brush, you start from the ends and then you go to the root. I don't know who kept on telling us go from the root and then just pull the hair straight from the follicle, because like that's how the follicles
probably
die.
My hair,
Yeah. Wow. That's how most people go bald, just pulling from the root and pulling straight up.
Maybe that's what happened to me. I used to pick my shit out. Yeah,
that's you have to start from the end.
I told y'all, bro. You get that bean from 1 to 10, and then somebody just tell you, start taking your hair when you're 12. You don't know what you're doing. You just picking willy-nilly. Now your whole hairline off the grid.
I'm off the green.
I feel like we need like a male hairstylist that like really just make sure every black man really knows what he's doing.
I feel like that's also not to bring it to like, I know we're doing all jokes, but like to be a little serious in terms of hair. Hair is like a part of somebody's identity, and like through like, you know, the eras of like black people in America, like originally like slaves were kind of shaved bald. That was, or like any minority group, whenever they were colonized, they were pretty much shaved bald, or like kind of, because a lot of times it was like hair was a part of that culture. That's why you have like Bantu knots, because the Bantu tribe did those knots, so they're synonymous with those knots. So it becomes like that. So like the reason why a lot of people don't know how to take care of their hair is because generationally it's just some part of the knowledge was like lost and not communicated as well as it could.
Lost my hairline to racism. It's nothing genetic.
I'm gonna bring that up next time somebody asks me about
why are you
question.
Bald? It was a white man. It had nothing to do with me. They brought me here.
It's like same reason my last name is Dixon. God damn it.
Oh, man.
They got us good, man.
They did.
Got us good.
All right. We're going to call this one.
Yeah. I don't even know what to name this episode.
I think I wrote down a suggestion. It might be an inside joke because it was some off the air shit that was.
It should be like barbecue, breakfast tacos, and bald ass.
Triple B.
The BBB. This is going to be so funny. Yeah, to
LeVar Ball will be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we just making enemies now.
Damn. Yo, I'm not supposed to be here, but it's, yeah. We're going to have no guests in the future.
Yeah, we need to just have like a tally or a list of people
Is this the Legion of Doom? Are we just creating enemies, bro?
Maybe. We started off good.
We were on a great trend. We're on a great start.
Man. But yo, shout outs, thank yous.
Apologies.
anyone with a full head of hair or bald that we offended, we sincerely apologize.
If your hairline's straight, fuck you. if you have medium forehead real estate, fuck you.
That was the very opposite of an apology. Yo, shout out to Lucas, who is not here, but always here in spirit. Yeah,
always here in spirit. His comical like cadence is like in this episode for sure, because this episode is so funny.
Most definitely. Go to LucasMG.shop and get yourself a pair of pants.
Yes, that's our main sponsor for the day.
Yo, and a jacket. He's making jackets too. Shout out to my other mom who showed me how to cook, you know, who kept me close in the kitchen and, you know, showed me some things, showed me the importance of family and together time. Love that.
Shout out to traveling. Shout out to people that inspire us to learn new things, because that was my favorite thing I learned from your story.
Shout out to African women. My DMs are open, andre.sobers_. Shout out to Caribbean women. My DMs are also very open. If you're Trinidadian or Jamaican, we could work out a deal. Shout out to the African American women.
Yes.
I love you too.
Shout out to women across the world. They teach us and they nurture us and they... you know, shout out to femininity. I would love to do an episode that talks about that topic and spirituality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on the list officially. Shout out to you if you listened. You have been a very, very, very lovely, invisible audience.
Oh, I'm crying.
But
I was not expecting this.
The way I looked at at you, the way you looked at me, the way you felt, the way I tasted.
Take me back so I could understand. I don't know why you left. Is something good at last? I can't, I didn't think we'd be gone. Fell in love twice, both dip, where did she go? Got me lost up in my ego. Had a little up downs, girl, we felt like she saw. I just can't understand. Thought all immune to crumbling. I just can't understand.